at Douglas Elementary School in Boulder, Colorado, a significant literacy gap existed among the 470 kids. The boys underperformed the girls in grades 3 to 5. There's a 13-point gap. Their scores range from 6 to 21 points lower. The boys were getting crushed by the girls. Okay, what is going on? The boys were at least half of the population at every grade level, and they were 75% of the special ed. What's going on? Is there something in the wiring of us male types that are just not as oriented toward the way school is set up? Well, the staff looked at those statistics, and they suspected that their elementary school was not the only one facing this outcome. That there were classrooms everywhere full of boys who were not learning to read and write as well as the girls. Now, part of it is, research pretty clear on this, girls are more verbal than boys. They talk earlier. They talk better. They talk longer. So they have a natural one leg up. But, it says here, according to a study done in 2005, all over the world, boys are struggling in school more than girls. They get lower grades. They have more discipline problems. They have more learning disabilities. And they have more behavior disorders than the girls. What is happening here? Well, what the school decided to do in 1 year, they tried to establish more what they called boy-friendly teaching strategies. I don't know what that means. That means maybe you can turn around to the guy behind you and say, pull my finger. I don't know. It says here, on the Colorado State Assessment Program, the elementary students experienced an overall net gain of 21.9. And the trend of the boys getting crushed by the girls was reversed. The boys experienced a 24% gain in reading and writing. The girls a 19% point gain, which was three times the gains of girls in other districts. In other words, what they're saying is, even when they implemented these supposedly more boy-friendly classroom setups, the girls benefited too. All right. Hold on a second. I got to see what they call boy-friendly. How did they do it? All right. Guy named Douglas. Where is he? Oh, that's the elementary school. Sorry about that. They realized that their classrooms were generally set up for sit still, take notes, listen carefully, verbal emotion, and multitasking girls. Ladies, you know that. You can pound guys in your ability to sit still, take notes, listen carefully, and multitask. You're just better at it. So, they looked at, what do boys bring to learning? They're more impulsive. They tend to focus on a single task. They're better at spatial relationships. You know, you take a boy, and he can look at something, and many of you parents have said this. My son, he goes out, and you see him sizing something up. He's just looking at it, and he's taking it apart in his head. And he can go over, and he can see how the pieces fit, and he just has a sense of how to do this. So what the school did, they altered strategies. For example, the boys, in learning grammar and punctuation and sentences, instead of using worksheets or the overhead, the teacher told the kids to arrange cards on the floor. You're up, you're about, you're moving, and you're arranging them on the floor. The boys did very well at this. because it involved movement. It involved a single task. It involved using energy. The girls liked it too, by the way. Now, what about visual spatial? In other words, what stuff looks like in space? Well, one teacher named Mrs. Johnson asked the boys to create storyboards, pictures, series of pictures to depict a storyline. You know, kind of like a cartoon. You just put them in a row. The pictures on the storyboard helped the boys to better remember the relevant words. Now, when the boys write, they can remember what they previously drew. They see it in space. That helps them. What about homework? Well, it says here, one of the primary reasons that some boys get D's and F's in school is their inattention to homework. If I've had one call, if I've had one client, if I've had one consult on boys not doing homework, I have had 62,574,000, and that's more than the number of boys living in the United States. What do you do? Now this is interesting. This is a technique I've been using for years. The teachers now request that the parents sign all homework assignments. Any homework with no signature requires an explanation. This way, the parents are involved, they are encouraged to supervise, and they are to cut out distractions that the boys may be experiencing, such as TV, video games, nothing until the homework is completed. Well, good for Douglas in Colorado. But that's something we've been doing for years and years and years and years here. But, hey, better late than never, huh?